Hi, welcome to our show.
Off so you get a few extra minutes.
Yeah, thanks. I needed it.
Did you sleep well?
Not too well. I had nightmares all night. Must have been that leading lady on that horror movie I looked at on the Late Late Show.
Or the bacon and sausage pizza.
Yeah, it could have been that, too. I better go back to the mushroom and mozzarella.
If you're headed for the shower, gonna have to wait.
Now, don't tell me Charlie's done a big laundry already and run us out of hot water again.
No, but we have a little girl who's locked in the hall bathroom, and Ernie's using ours.
Is anything wrong?
Well, she hasn't actually said, but today's the day she goes into the upper second grade.
Oh, that's it.
See, the old age too means you're not babyish anymore, Myrtle. We'll probably learn how to spell hard words like liverwurst and nostril. Who knows? Maybe we'll even get to sing Red River Valley backwards.
I have a growing feeling that she's in there scared to death, Steve.
Well, why don't we go and give her a little encouragement? Well, if she's too upset, I'll drive her to school and walk in with her.
I think that'll help.
Dodie, honey.
Hi, what you guys doing?
Well, Dodie, we were just wondering how you are.
Fine.
Well, you got yourself all dressed, I see.
Yeah. Listen, kiss me goodbye, because I don't want to be late for the A2.
Well, okay, sweetie.
Goodbye, Dodie.
Bye, Myrtle. I left her in there, Daddy. She wants to watch you shave.
But we were worried.
I'm surprised you didn't ask for the car.
I wonder what teacher we're going to get you guys.
I don't know. Maybe Mrs. Thorndike.
Mrs. Thorndike? My older brother said her hair fell off in geography once.
Really, Margaret? I don't think so. My older brother has this weird imagination.
Did you guys hear about Ronald Border?
Who said?
He said he's going to kiss all the girls going into the A2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe our new teacher's inside now.
Was she in there?
All that was in there was a man.
Is he fixing something?
Oh, I don't think so. He was just standing around in a suit.
Maybe he's a janitor.
Janitors leave their suits at home.
I wonder who the heck he is.
Yeah, here comes Ronald Borden.
Yep, here he is, the old A2 kisser.
You gonna say hello, Ronald?
Yuck. He's probably gonna start the kiss around recess.
We better go in.
Yeah, I guess our new teacher's gonna be late.
Morning, class. Welcome to the A2. My name is Mr. Turley. I'm your new teacher.
Teacher, huh?
I'll give you a direct quote. I could stare at Mr. Turley's face for a whole year and never get sick of it.
Well, that ain't exactly poetry, but I get the sentiment. Oh, Dolly, I said breakfast.
It's the third time you've called her. I wonder what's keeping her.
I don't know. You know, I had a crush on the teacher once.
Oh, how old were you?
37. She taught pool in the bowling alley in downtown Buffalo.
Oh,
yeah, her name was Betsy LaRue. Hey, Dolly! Oh, she was a wizard, ain't ball.
You can save the lungs, Uncle Charlie. Dolly says she's not eating.
Why does it make sense? Does she say why?
Well, she's locked in the bathroom. All I could hear was that she's not eating and something about a Mr. Turkey.
Mr. Turley, that's her new teacher. She has a crush on him.
Oh, yeah? I had a crush on a teacher once. She got married during summer vacation to a tuna fisherman.
What happened to her?
I don't know, but it tore me up for the whole fourth grade.
Well, having a crush on your teacher is no excuse for starving. Dodie!
You guys notice anybody looking any older? Like about 9 or 10.
Honey, I don't think you can go to school wearing all of that.
I bet that means you're going to say no to the fur coat, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can wear the ribbon in your hair.
Man, Mama, Mr. Chili's just going to think I'm a kid.
Now, a noun is a name word. It names people, places, or things, such as tree, lake, river, ocean, brother. All these words are nouns.
Nouns are wonderful.
Sure looks like there's a lot of salt in here, Margaret. Don't worry. My mom always adds a little bit of extra junk when she cooks for my dad. My dad always says, Laverne, these cookies drive me right out of my skull. Then he eats another one. Now what do I jump in? Let's see. 1 cup baking powder. Huh? That's what it says right here. TPSP. That's right. How big is a tub? I don't know. I haven't been cooking too long. Well, my mama always adds a little bit more of everything, right? Yeah, and your dad eats like a horse. Right. So let's add a cup of this baking soda junk. Man, Margaret, we ought to be chefs or something.
Well, how are you kids doing on the cookies?
Fine, I'm just stirring up the goop now.
I'll light the oven, like I said, and then I'll show you how to drop them on the cookie sheet.
Thanks for your help, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle Charlie.
Anything for Mr. Turley. Well, they look as good as the first batch.
Mr. Turley's gonna go right out of his skull over these.
And I think the first batch is cool enough to taste.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
Tastes like cooked rock. Mr. Turley, I'll hate him.
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong?
You went and wrecked our cookies.
Hey, yeah, Uncle Charlie. It feels like cement.
And it sounds like cement, too.
All I did was light the oven.
And dropped him on the cookie sheet. I'm going home. I'm going with you.
I'm not sure. I think I feel rotten.
I don't blame you. She lost her touch with cookies.
And besides, Dodie, Mr. Turley could very well be married.
Oh, no. He couldn't very well be married, Dad.
Why not?
He doesn't wear a marriage ring.
Of course you know, Dodie. Not all men that are married wear wedding rings.
But did you know Priscilla went right up to him and asked him if he was married, and he said, uh-uh?
Well, Dodie, we've all had crushes on someone at some time in our lives, and we all get over them, just like you will.
You already said that, Dad.
Yeah. Well, I just want to be sure you understand.
Yeah, I do. That's the trouble.
Well, it'll all work. You'll see. Now, come on, let me tuck you in. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad.
See you in the morning.
So Steve cleared up the crush thing just like that.
I don't know how he did it.
Me? I just ruined their cookie.
Oh, sure. Now, you know that wasn't your fault.
Yeah, well, I didn't sink the Titanic either, but I still felt bad about it. Well, I got to get to the market before those dames buy up all the specials.
Okay. I'll see you later. Oh, Charlie, you're a gem. A little unpolished, but a gem. Hello?
Yes. An accident? Well, is she all right?
Excuse me.
All right, coming through, kids.
I just called your mother, Dorothy. She's coming right down.
Thank you, Mr. Turley.
I'll have you out of here in no time, little lady.
Now, Dorothy, are you all right?
Yeah. Sort of.
Well, everything will be just fine. I'll stay right here with you.
Thank you, Mr. Turley. I think I'll make it.
I think so.
Boy, I wish I got my head stuck in the fence.
Me too.
He's holding her hand and everything.
There you are.
Yay! Dodie? Oh, Dodie, honey. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Mama.
Oh, good.
He got me out.
He did. Well, thank you very much.
It's all a day's work, ma'am.
Mama, this is my teacher, Mr. Turley.
Oh, well, how do you do?
Why, Mrs. Harper, how nice to see you.
Oh, wait, it isn't Harper anymore. It's Mrs. Douglas. Well, Barbara to you, Mike. Well, it's been so long since you were a student of mine.
Yes, it has.
And a favorite student at that.
Thank you. That goes double for me, Mrs. Harper. Douglas.
You know, I just can't believe you're teaching my daughter.
And that's quite a little girl you have there, too.
First her head gets stuck, then her mother knows Mr. Turley. Yeah, some people have all the luck.
Well, I don't think it's fair.
Oh, Mike, I'd love to have you come over for dinner. How about tomorrow night?
Well, that sounds fine. I'd enjoy it.
Good.
Is it okay if I walk back to class with my friends?
Yes, you go ahead. Your mother and I have a lot to talk about.
Guess who's coming over to my house for dinner? Maybe you guys can come and look in the window and watch us eat. I think I'll eat by him. With perfume on and a fancy dress.
My three sons will continue.
There is a risk of better intimate care.
I wish I could look fancier than this.
Oh, well, she looks just fine, now doesn't she, dear?
Well, you look just beautiful, Dodie.
Thanks, Daddy. So do you.
When's he gonna be here?
Very soon. I think I better check things in the kitchen.
Okay. I better check the dining room.
Hello. This is Mr. Douglas. Oh, hello there, Margaret. You want to speak to Dodie? Oh, you're not speaking to her? Well, no, Margaret, Mr. Turley isn't here yet. Yes, we're having steak for dinner. Yeah, and we're eating in the dining room, that's right. Just a minute. Yes, there are flowers on the table.
Ernie sits there, Daddy sits there, Mr. Turley sits here. But who's the extra chair for?
How does it look, honey?
Neat. Who's the extra chair for? He's here!
Well, Margaret, I think Mr. Turley's here now, so I'm going to have to... No, I'm sorry, Margaret. I can't leave the phone off the hook. No, goodbye.
Wait! Will you guys tell me if I look all right again?
Honey, you look just perfect.
Honey, you look absolutely perfect.
Okay, okay. Let's open up the door.
Hello, Mike.
Good evening.
My husband, Steve.
Mr. Douglas.
Hello, Mike.
Barbara.
Oh, hello, Dodie. I'd like you all to meet my fiancée, Ann Carter.
Hello,
hello,
Ann.
Hello.
Steve, I have to tell you about the first time your wife walked into my life. She was a substitute teacher in my B10 English class. Walked through the door, and I fell for her like a ton of bricks. Instantly and completely.
The same thing happened when I first met her, Mike.
Pleasant conversation, huh, Mom?
Indeed it is. Oh, and I don't stop.
I'll get it.
Thanks, son.
Well, Steve, I really think it was the worst crush I ever had in my life. I think it lasted for weeks.
Well, I certainly hope your attention span is a little longer with me.
Now, don't you worry about a thing. You've got me hooked and you know it.
Dodie, it's for you.
Okay, excuse me.
Hello? Oh, hi, Margaret. I thought you weren't talking to me.
Well, we decided to talk to you again. Susan's staying all night.
Ask her about Mr. Turley. He brought a girlfriend and he kissed her right at the table.
What'd she say?
I'd better not tell you, Susan. Is it horrible?
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
He brought a girlfriend and kissed her at the table.
Margaret, are you still there? I think I'm gonna croak.
Susan's gonna croak.
You tell her it isn't such a big deal, Margaret.
Dodie, Mom wants you back at the table.
You mean Mr. Turley's girlfriend's right there and you're not getting sick?
Listen, I gotta get off, Margaret. Bye. Did you see the way he slobbed his custard?
Yeah. Just like a human being.
Yeah.
I'm sure she took it hard, Steve. She was so quiet at dinner.
Yeah, well, I think if we make enough sense, we can pull her out of it.
Okay. She's asleep.
Yeah.
Mine is bacon.
Oh. Well, Dodie, your mommy and I thought maybe you'd like to talk.
Yeah, I do.
Honey, first of all, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that Mr. Turley was going to bring his friend Ann, but...
That's okay, Mama.
You, remember what I told you about crushes?
Yeah.
We've all been through them, and we all get over them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, can you get a good night's sleep?
Nope.
Well, of course, it's very hard to forget about a crush.
No, it isn't. I'm already sort of tired of Mr. Turley.
Honey, is there something else bothering you?
Yep. Ronald Borden.
Ronald Borden?
Ronald Borden. He's the boy that's going to kiss all the girls in the A2 class. Isn't that right, Dodie?
Yep.
Well, Dodie, do you want me to go to school and talk to Ronald?
Daddy, heck no.
You see, it works this way, Steve. Suppose Ronald Borden walked down the hall and kissed all the girls.
Yeah. And suppose he kissed everybody but me.
Well, Dodie, I was under the impression you didn't like Ronald.
Yeah, he's a real yuck.
Well, it's just as simple as being left out. I mean, you know, like being the only wallflower at the dance. It's just not going to happen, sweetie.
How come?
Well, number one, Ronald Borden is too chicken to kiss even one girl. Now, that's why he did so much advertising.
And number two, if I were Ronald Borden, you'd be the first girl I'd kiss. Okay?
Okay, good night.
Good night.
You know, Barbara, I didn't know the feminine mystique started so early.
Oh, that's the way we women like it. Keep them guessing.